So yesterday I booed about my take on the Twitter takeover of Posterous, or Posterous, however you want to say it. And many replies have come to me. I didn't know I had that much influence here on Audio Boo, but it's nice to know I do. And lots of replies have come into this. And, well, you're all entitled to your own opinions, obviously. And some of the points you make have sort of slightly changed my view on the whole situation. And I think that definitely there will be a change to what Posterous does. But it is interesting that at the moment you can still sign up for Posterous and still have an account, and still, as a new user, you can become a member. I must just point out that I'm not a user of Posterous, and I'm looking at this from an entirely external point of view. But I have read the statement, which I did do before the first boo, I must just say, and my thoughts, listening to other people's views, has sort of changed slightly. Today I want to talk about a sort of a continuation of, they're saying that over the next few weeks they'll post about things, how you can get your data from Posterous onto another service. And WordPress already do this with their online bits. You can transport your sort of Tumblr stuff across as well. I'm not sure why anyone would want to go from Tumblr to WordPress, but there we go. And Ruth, R2UK, made the point that WordPress can be a bit tricky to post to, and I've certainly found that. I have blogged on my WordPress account from my Android-powered tablet, which, although it works, it's not the best experience in the world, and there are, if I generally want to do a serious blog post, I do it sat at a computer and a proper keyboard. But that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk today, actually, about what you use your blog for, and how to find good blogs to follow. Whose blogs should I be following in order to sort of extend my readership of things? I'd like to know. And also, how can I improve my blog? Because at the minute, my WordPress account sits there. It's soygb.wordpress.com. And if there's a time that I feel I want to put something in text rather than boo it, I will do that. So I did that with my original thoughts on Eurovision. I blogged about that rather than booed about it. But there are people that use a blog as sort of their diary. There is someone that I follow on Twitter who blogs every day about what they've done in that day, and that's certainly one way of going down a blogging route, of blogging everything that happens to you. I generally don't do that. I feel that's a little bit of a waste of time. I'm not entirely sure whether you, who would ultimately end up reading that, would be interested in every little detail that happens in my life, because most of them aren't interesting or productive in any way. I generally tend to blog about things that I think you might be interested in reading. And that's what I do here on Audio Boo as well. Okay, I've done 3 boos today, which actually is quite a lot. It's more than I did during February. But I feel that those boos that I've done today are quite interesting boos. So I started off earlier on by talking about red meat. That was in the news, so I thought I'd do that. And then I did the science boo with my friend Tom, and I thought you might be interested in that as well, because although that boo that I did during Audio Boo, where we explained entropy, didn't get that many listeners, or can't really tell, but I didn't get many responses to it. I feel that was quite a successful boo, and I think that you might have been interested in hearing sort of another one of the similar thing. If obviously you don't like it, I won't do it again. But please let me know if you did enjoy it, because it is something that myself and Tom do like doing. We do like sort of explaining things on a sort of dumbed down basis. Not that I'm saying you're dumb or anything. I'm saying that we're dumb. We need to dumb it down for ourselves. So that's the thing. And obviously I'm doing this one as an extension of the boo that I did yesterday of the Twitter takeover of Posterous. So what do you use your blog for? What do you blog about? And ultimately, what do you look for in a blog that you'd want to read? That's my questions for you. Please leave them as a response down here, or tweet me at SawyerGB and direct me to your boo that you reply, or you can just put it in text if you'd like to. That would be brilliant, and I will see you soon. Thank you very much.